We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the link.
Looking for fun in the belly? Want to find where the music and comedy is tonight? Go to WVMP.org to find out what's going on. Bands and promoters, add your events. WVMP.org.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
Because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. All right, hello and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, number 14. I'm Terry Guile, the white guy, and this is...
I am Gatch.
He's the Indian of the podcast.
Prepared today.
And we're going to start on a sad note. I don't know if you recognize the music in the background, but yeah. Andy Griffith passed away yesterday.
That is sad. 7:30 a.m. I thought that he was the father of Peter Griffith, but then I realized it was Peter Griffin.
You've got a sick mind. That was my best Peter Griffin impression. But yeah, there's a difference between a Griffith and a Griffin.
Yeah, there is for sure.
But yeah,
one is like a large bird.
It's the
right?
End of an era. No more Matlock for you. So
I know.
If you wanted to hire Andy Griffith to come in your courtroom and pretend like he was a lawyer, like they did for the Bluth family, you can't do that anymore.
I know. It would. We need Perry Mason.
I think he's dead, too.
Wow. Damn it, Ozzy, you led me astray.
Ozzy?
Yeah, with his Perry Mason song. The most horrific
Perry
Ozzy song
Mason.
Ever.
Mason. Oh, that's Mr. Crowley. Yeah, I remember hearing that Perry Mason song. I wonder if now Ozzy will write a song about Andy Griffith.
He should. Matlock.
Or what's,
we need
what's,
Matlock
what's
to
Matlock's
find our
first,
socks.
What's Matlock's first name?
Matt.
Lock.
Matlock.
Matlock. All right, so happy hump day, you guys. It's
it's actually
Wednesday,
4th of July.
Yeah, you guys should be getting the barbecue ready. You can listen to this while you're getting the barbecue ready. Put your pets in, put their earplugs in, because it's going to be...
Yep. Do not stick a whistling pea up your cat's butt and light it on fire.
Only firecrackers.
Yeah, unless you want to see what it really does.
It goes...
I used to light them on neighbors' doorsteps, the whistling peats. I don't know what that does other than just... It's probably just as loud down the street as it is on their porch.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Pretty scary. I don't know what to do. I remember a couple... Well, it must have been 10 years ago now. My grandpa's dog ran away when the fireworks went off. And, it took him about 8 days and he came back.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy. That's a long time for a dog to be just lost or whatever. Yeah. But
do you still do fireworks and stuff like that on the 4th?
We used to. I haven't bought any like legal, which I call gay fireworks.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean gay like homosexual.
Snakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the snakes, or I saw one that our buddy Sean McLean posted and it said "Golden Shower" in huge letters. He's like, please no.
I've seen that. I've actually lit one of those off, and I thought it was actually very.
Did it pee?
Of a firework. It came in a box.
And it peed on you.
It did. It sprayed piss all over us.
I don't understand how they get the piss to shoot out of the box like that when you light it.
The box lit on fire, and I think we had to pee on it to put it out.
That's why they call it the golden shower.
And it had a, it looked like the Golden Girls, because they like golden showers. Isn't that why they called them the Golden Girls?
I think so. Yeah. They used to pee on each other off camera. That's why Bea Arthur was so hot. But no, I kind of strayed away from legal fireworks. The last time I bought illegal fireworks was when we went to Vegas about 5 or 6 years ago, and we stopped in the desert, and this weird little gas station, and then out back there was like a trailer. And it was just full of like bottle rockets and mortars and just like anything you want. But I don't usually get to where I need to be to buy those. And
yeah, the nice fireworks.
Yeah, like the mortars and stuff like that, and the Roman candles. But
it's not worth it for me to like travel out of state myself to risk that.
We were just going by, and it was like June, and I figured, shoot, it's only a couple weeks till 4th of July. We should stop here. And they were your friends, the Indians. They were Indians in the desert selling. In
Nevada. I encourage anybody to stop by there and support your local Native American community.
That's right.
Buy some fireworks from them.
Yep. So I don't do that unless I'm just passing by at the right time. But we got it in our backyard. It's right across the river from the Brownsville Pioneer Park, where they light off the fireworks. And for being such a small town, they've got one of the best in the Linn County area as far as it runs about.
Just because they got the area to do it.
Yeah. Right? And the folks around the area like it. So there's a lot of donations going on.
That's cool.
So it's about a 30-minute show.
Wow.
And we can actually sit in our backyard on our property and see it just as well as you could see it in the park, and you don't have to fight the 1,000, probably about 1,000 people or more show up down there. And it takes you a good, 45 minutes to get out, unless you park in the right space and run to your car like at the finale. It's like the finale. Yeah, that's right. So hopefully you guys will do something fun tonight. Come by the Guile House, I guess.
Yeah.
We're having a barbecue there as soon as we get done recording this. But before we get any further, we should probably mention our very generous sponsor in Complete Ag Resolutions. Dustin finally got to meet Stan Cusick, old school
awesome
buddy.
Awesome dude, man. It's
He stuck around and watched Sons of Confusion rock the house. He said he had a good time.
Yeah, it was an awesome time. I had a great time down there, too.
Not too sure if that's his style of music, because I haven't seen Stan in many years, but I know he liked to rock out back in the day. And
he likes to listen to us rattle on this thing.
He was telling us that he wanted us to do a live podcast someday so he could listen to it at work. Yeah. So we're throwing that idea around and looking into what technology it takes. I don't think it'd be a problem because
Gatch is pretty smart.
Yeah, if you would like to hear a live podcast where, as we speak, it goes over the internet, that'd be, I don't know what the difference is, but for him, he could listen to it and he'd know that we'd be sitting here in our studio.
Live. We could do a live chat along.
You
could
call me on the phone.
ESPN with those $1 million athletes.
Yeah, so he has generously sponsored us for several episodes, and so we'd like to give a little shout out to Complete Ag Resolutions at 31449 Green Valley Road in Shedd.
Mm-hmm.
They are friend-based business where the customer always comes first, and he thought it was funny that I made the joke about the brothel before, and I didn't want to step on anybody's toes because I hadn't seen Stan in years, but I said, some businesses, the customer doesn't always come first. And he said, that was great. Feel free to say more stuff like that. So
He was telling me, he knows that, we're not really
a lot
comedy
of farmers.
Podcast for
farmers,
for the farming and agriculture community. But, I told him people listen to this and maybe they got friends that are out there and got a tractor or something that may need a little work, and just throw the name out there, Complete Ag Resolutions.
We are based out of Linn County, which is, by the way, the grass seed capital of the entire nation.
And he told me that if you mention the TagCast, he'll kick in a special deal for you. He'll work something out for you.
He'll give you a discount. You'll pay less. So, go check them out. Their Facebook is, of course, facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Or you can go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and there's a link right there.
Click the link. So thanks to that sponsor. And, of course, as always, the Dixie Creek Saloon bringing us to you.
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome. They put on a wonderful show. Yeah. Well, we put on a show. They provided the venue this
last
Saturday.
Yeah, it was a great show, man. I had a lot of fun. Bralix.
That's a weird thing to say, but Bralix.
Yeah, Bralix.
Two
bros.
And is the one guy's name Alex?
Alex, and the other one's Bryce.
That's Bralix.
That's Bralix.
Ah, so it's two brothers.
I got that right.
Yeah, and the drummer, or the bass player, used to play for Crimson Guardian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're twins, right?
They look a lot alike. I knew if they weren't.
And in fact, I was like talking to one dude, he was setting up drums, and I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? And he's like, hey.
I don't
know Bryce, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm Dustin.
I know.
I know I haven't met you before.
I talk to people like I know
him. No, he looked like he had gotten that before. So I'm sure
he has,
both
yeah.
Have.
And a lot of brothers that are that close looking, even if they aren't twins. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen Issa's brother from We Have Guns.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Besides the short hair, I mean, like, we actually tricked our friend Rebecca into coming in. We're like, Issa, go stand over there with your back. So when she comes in, she's going to see him. Because she's a big hugger, and she's like, so she's pretty hot, too, you know? Uh-huh. So this hot chick comes in and goes, gives a big old full body hug. Uh-huh. I can't believe you cut your hair. And then he's like, my name's John. Oh, I thought you were Easton. We're like, crack up. He turns around. We gotcha. So that was pretty funny. Awesome. Hey, did you hear about the leap second that fucked shit up this weekend?
What?
No. Okay, so there's apparently this thing has been around since 1971. They initiated a leap second every certain amount of years. I don't think it's 4 years.
But what about my manual clocks?
You have to adjust those to 1 second ahead. Please do that now.
I'm at a loss.
So LinkedIn and Reddit, those sites both crashed over the weekend due to a leap second.
Due to leap second?
Yeah, it's fucked up their system somehow, which I think is awesome. And the only reason they have the leap second is to help coordinate some international time matching up. It's the It's called the ECT. I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah,
I didn't write
important.
It. It's the international times matching up at all times. So like every... I don't even know if it's 4 years. It should be. If they're going to call it leap, it should be like a leap year. But we gained
a
second.
As the world turns.
We gained
one of my favorite soap operas of... I don't watch soap operas.
Was that the one that had the hourglass?
No, that was...
Oh, The Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Like the sands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives. Hey, leap second fucked it up.
Yeah, that's crazy. Did you know we got a new review, a new 5-star review?
Dude, I saw that, and I can't help but think that it's probably someone that we know, but I hope that it's not.
I know, but I don't know who would be, but they said...
Love Barge.
Yes, it was from Love Barge. Is that you, Hans?
Hans.
Says, Terry might not know who Ganesh is, and Gatch might only have one joke, but this podcast is great. All things comedy, metal, and pop culture. Plus, they deliver a new episode every Wednesday and Friday, not just whenever they feel like it.
Wait a minute. Let me hear that adjective again. Was it great?
It was great.
Now, who do we know that likes to say great? There's a certain absent person here who's probably busy doing the stuff that he has to do. Our sound guy Jeff Simpson is absent today. Not like a bad thing absent. He's just not here because he's got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
He's provided us with his lovely headphone mixer and his little equipment that we use.
Third person. We actually cut a cardboard picture out and stuck it on there.
Yeah, of Jeff. So and it's funny because I also put a bubble up above him and it says it's great because he says that a lot. So now that you said their podcast is great, maybe
it is.
Maybe Simpson's a love
bard. I don't know if he would have went to the Ganesh thing.
Ganesh, that's
Ganesh,
great.
Ganesh.
I'm gonna have to listen back. It was one of the first episodes you brought.
I don't
it
remember
up.
Being Ganesh. I must have been mumbling something,
and I said Ganoush. Because that's a Jack Black thing is Ganoush.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it means anything.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Ganoush.
Maybe that's what it was.
Oh,
maybe
it's during the butt
maybe
baby
you're
when
doing
they're
doing that and somebody thought.
You know when they're frying on acid in the desert? And he's all, we just got to do whatever comes with our mind. Floosh. Ganoush.
Ganoush.
Come on, do it with me. It's like, I'm not feeling it. All right, so we thought that it might have been Hans too, because he's actually admitted to me that he likes it. So let's hit what's in Hans's CD player.
All right,
today.
Do you have a new theme song for that?
I don't have it recorded yet, but I'll do the vocal impersonation of it. Right. It goes. Meow, 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 meow. What's in Hans's CD player? And then we go right to it. All right, in Hans's CD player today for the 4th of July, what would you think he'd be listening to? Something American? Kid Rock, American Badass.
Ugly Kid Joe. They had the they had that American Statue of Liberty on there.
Okay. Hans is a monotheist. I don't know if you know what that is. But that is actually the latest album from Celtic Frost, which is what is in his CD player today, Monotheist.
Yeah.
He actually gave me a copy of it about a year ago. It's very good. I don't like it as well as their old stuff, but how can you compete with the original shit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean... You were asking on a, I think on the metal episode, the bonus episode that we did. And by the way, thanks for all you fans who downloaded that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You guys gobbled that sucker up more than we thought you would. But we were just talking about Tom G. Warrior, and you asked if that was his real name.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tom Fisher, which is not that metal.
No.
Fisher with a C, too, like a S-A, F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
Fishing.
Yeah, it's not like you're looking for guppies. He's not that kind of a fisher.
He's not even a fisher king.
So, yeah, that's a short little segment, but it's called What's in Hans' CD Player. And if anyone's tuning in that doesn't know who we speak about when we speak about Hans, we're talking about Hans Jochumsen, who is a former guitar player for Victims of Internal Decay.
Look those guys up.
Resident troll in Griefhammer.
Yeah.
And that's who he is. He's like a rock star in his own right, but he's ready for bed by 5 o'clock. So. Don't fuck with him. A doesn't even get off work till 4:30, so that sucks. He barely has time to eat.
Yeah, I bet. Did you hear about Jeff Tate getting kicked out of Queensryche?
I did. I didn't hear any specifics, but
I did not either.
Now, what I heard, I lied. I didn't hear that, but I heard that the remaining members, minus him, have a new band called Rising something or...
Not. Oh, so they're changing the name?
They're changing the name, and they've already had a gig.
Because the fans were out crying that they have to change the name since if they kick Jeff Tate out because it's not Queensryche without Jeff Tate.
I've talked to a couple people. I don't have a lot of friends who are Queensryche fans, but I do have one for sure, and we were just talking about that.
Three others that don't want to be named?
Right. Exactly. That's what we've... I'd like to hit on that at one point. Guilty Pleasures is what I call that, where there's a band that you enjoy listening to when you're by yourself and you're not going to really tell your friends that you were doing it.
The ones you sew in the back of the couch when people come over.
Yeah, exactly. You don't keep them with the rest of your CDs. You know? You keep them somewhere else, kind of like with your porn or something. But anyway, he definitely was like, oh, man, you know, if there's no Jeff Tate, it's not Queensryche. And I was like, well, the people who went to the show said that it was, how do you say it? Akin? It was akin to the Journey dude. I mean, just nailing it.
Clay Akin?
Yeah, Clay Akin. It was just like Clay Akin was singing for Queensryche. It was so good because he's gay. And when I say gay, I mean homosexual. And speaking of that, before I forget, I don't think I put it on my list here. Anderson Cooper, 360.
What happened to him?
He came out of the closet.
What?
Yep, he's gay.
No way.
Yep. He's gay.
Yeah, I mean, he does that show every year with Kathy Griffin. I would never have guessed.
Well, he had a news show, didn't he? A political type thing, AC360. My dad, I used to catch him watching it. And I always thought he was, you know, a bit feminine or whatnot. And,
did you ever watch him when he was late night ABC News?
No.
Like, before he got all popular, it was pretty smooth for, like, late night ABC News. And then... You know, where they run from, like, the midnight to 6 a.m. or
so was it, like, Nightline kind of?
No, just like the late night news after 11 and all there, where they just repeat the same old news for 6 hours and sit there and try to entertain.
You know what's weird to me? That people watch that, too. There's a lot of, especially older people and just people who are into news and politics that just watch it all day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking weird. So for any of those who were surprised or not surprised, and it said he came out of the closet, but they used there's a new term. And there's a new term when they come out like a little bit out.
Like what's a little bit out?
They just stick their butt out or a little bit.
What's the term?
I can't remember that he came out lightly or he came out.
Half in, half out?
This is bone in, bone out. But for any of those of you who were surprised that he happened to be gay.
What?
Yeah, Dustin did say what. So
I know.
What? I wasn't ready for it.
Is it?
What?
He's,
What?
Yeah.
I remember
did you say Anderson Cooper is gay?
He was pretty smooth in just doing that and keeping the insomniacs. You could just tell that he had a natural ability in front of the camera.
Exactly.
And, you know.
And he always looked so good.
He's always had success. And I don't watch his show, but...
his hair.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if he's some goober that just does it or if he's, like, actually out there in the field doing, like, old school journalistic. He kind of seemed that way. And
did you say goober?
Goober, yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? Not Goobers. Only did Andy Griffith die, but Goober died just about 2 months ago.
What? Jim Neighbors?
No, his cousin Goober.
Oh, Goober.
Yeah,
right,
Gomer was Jim Neighbors. Yeah, I almost
won't
got another
Won't you be my Jim Neighbors?
Won't you be Jim Neighbors? Well, golly, Sarge.
So speaking of golly.
What?
I don't know if this is true, but I heard some Lamb of Golly news.
Golly.
And
gosh golly, Lamb of Gosh.
Yeah, what's where they had that singer? I don't know what the details were about this. Their singer being where was he detained?
He got arrested in Prague.
Prague,
which is Czechoslovakia.
Prague.
Prague.
But yeah,
I don't like Prague.
He got released the other day, but before that, there was a rumor. I don't know how true it is, but I read it on the internet, so it's 99%.
You texted me, and I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, that Klaus Meine.
It rhymes with Heine.
Yeah. It was going to be the singer from the Scorpions.
Now, I can't fathom.
I heard he was a big fan, is what it was saying, and that.
But he's like 70. He looks like Dio. He's at least as old as Dio was when he died.
When was the Scorpions' first album?
73 or something?
Wow.
Like, I didn't even realize that, but I know that, like, Love Drive was 78. Animal Magnetism, which had the zoo. That was 79. Now, they had about four albums before that, because I ran into a dude at the Game Over show, the Wandering Goat we had last Thursday, and he was talking about seeing Uli Roth. Who was the original guitarist for the Scorpions at the Hawthorne Theater a couple months ago, a solo show. And he played all Scorpions songs, but nothing only from the first three albums. And he mentioned it, and me not being a huge Scorpions fan when I was seven means that I don't know those albums. But by the time I was 10, fuck, I knew what was up. Animal Magnetism, Blackout. She really had a blackout. But, yeah, so apparently I'm saying 74 maybe is the latest that they
was
came out with.
Was he ever sued by Fred Flintstone?
For what?
When he did Rock You Like a Hurricane, he goes, Yabba-dabba-doo!
I don't think he really said Yabba-dabba-doo. Oh. There was another song that I thought was called Yabba-dabba-doo. Oh, wait, no, that's Still Loving You. That's right. He stole all of his shit from Fred Flintstone. But yeah, I don't see how I could see. Maybe I could. I'm gonna try to fathom. As I said before, I couldn't fathom it. Maybe I'll do a mashup. We'll roll some Laid to Rest with Lamb of God, but with Klaus Meine singing instead.
Nice. Yeah, like, yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Smother another failure.
Well, you could pull it. Wow. He's got chops, right?
I mean, yeah, but I don't think he could do. Like, at his age and with his voice the way it is, even his low stuff is like high. Like
Brian Johnson is still doing it, right?
Yeah, but that's. I guess it takes just as much to go, ew, as it does to go. I don't know. But yeah, maybe any of you listeners out there who are probably just as freaked out as me, if you like Lamb of God or the Scorpions, to hear that the Scorpions might be singing for Lamb of God. But anyway, we should get back to that story in case people didn't hear it, and they're probably sitting there going, what? They arrested Randy Blythe and put him in jail for manslaughter because 2 years ago, a show. And the first story I read said that he got in a fight with a dude and beat him up. Mm-hmm. And then that after that, he died at the hospital a few weeks later from the injuries because his brain was bleeding.
Was that Rodney King?
No.
Oh, I was just around the same time.
Yeah, that was around the same time he killed him and put him in his pool. Mm-hmm. But that was before they got to Prague. But anyway, so apparently I saw the video now that was on a Czechoslovakian news program, and it showed this kid had jumped up on stage like five times, and he's not supposed to. I mean, of course, it's a metal show. You're going to get some stage divers and But the fifth time, it's getting old, dude. So Randy grabbed him and just, he didn't grab him. He just kind of shoved him from behind, shoved him back into the crowd like everybody does 1 million times at every metal show.
Uh-huh.
Well, the kid fell on his head and then he went to the hospital and his brain was bleeding and then he died. Now, that's one of those things. Like I was asking before, is a parent okay to sue another parent when their little league kid hits them in the face with a baseball?
No, I don't think so, because that's an inherent risk when you play baseball, is that you're going
to
get
physical injury. That's like, say you go to see Slayer. Say...
Well, I think the guy... I mean, if he didn't die, if he was just pushed off the stage by the guy from the band... It seems like you'd be kind of stoked about that, wouldn't you? Like, the guy from the band pushed me off the stage, yeah.
He killed me. He's bragging in hell right now. The dude from Lamb of God killed me.
Yeah.
My parents are trying to sue him. Ah! So I don't think, you know, it'd be like, what if another dude from the audience, say they're moshing around, and he shoved him.
Yeah.
And he died. Do you think the parents are going to sue that kid? No, because he has no money.
No.
But if the dude from Lamb of God shoves you and you die, then, well, he's got millions of
dollars. So you think it's all about money?
Well, for the family, it's probably about closure, grievance. You got to blame someone when your kid gets killed.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, so he had
the Lamb of God.
$200,000 bail, which he claimed as his yearly annual income. That's a pretty good income for being the singer of a death metal band, right? $200,000.
Lamb of Golly.
I call him Lamb of Gosh when my parents are around.
Yeah.
I don't like to use the Lord's name in vain. Hey, did you got anything for talking shit today?
I do have something about talking shit.
Good. What do you got? Because I got one, too. We'll match stories.
All right. Let's match stories.
Okay.
I got a calendar that's What's Your Poo Telling You? This is from 2010.
Mine's a real story from just the other day, but okay. It's all good.
All right.
Give me what you got.
Coffee break. Although no medical studies support their use... Coffee enemas are widely touted as having both mental and physical health benefits. They claim that the caffeine is absorbed more quickly into the bloodstream because the rectal veins are close to the tissue surface.
That's weird.
This apparently delivers a more potent coffee buzz and more forceful kickstart to your GI tract. The downside, though, you have to take a black. Flavored coffee, creamers, and sweeteners are all enema no-nos, apparently.
What? Now we've missed what with talking shit.
I don't know. Have you ever had a coffee enema?
I don't even like to put coffee in my mouth, let alone in my ass. But I bet you would get, like, super fucking buzzed out, dude.
You would be.
Because we already talked about the weed suppositories.
Yeah.
And the people sticking the vodka tampons up
their
ass. Yeah.
Their pooper.
But this enema is supposed to clean out your bowels, though, right? Not, or is it supposed to get you jacked up on caffeine?
No, I think it's just jacking you up on caffeine. Well, it says it has mental... But I don't see.
It seems like it'd give you the jitters.
I didn't really get very clear on what the mental things were. It's a forceful kick to your GI tract, which sounds like a college fund.
It's a forceful kick to the GI tract.
I don't know what it would do for you mentally. I guess it would give you a kickstart, like an energy. Oh, I don't know why you ain't beer bonging rock stars if you're butt, I guess, you know?
So did this say anything of where this originated? Were these coffee enemas? No.
It was probably in Poop Shoot, Idaho.
Mine is an actual story because I kind of scour the news I scour my... No.
Scour your scat?
Yeah, I scour my enema. No, this is a story out of Grand Marais, Canada, where there's a 14-year-old girl was tricked into eating moose droppings during a school canoeing trip, while teachers, including the principal, stood by and laughed.
Yeah, I bet.
Knowing that she was eating moose shit. Now, do you think the parents could sue the... Because it was an adult chaperone that gave. So they were eating some, like, treats around the fire, and this lady had some moose shit in a baggie, and she told her that it was chocolate-covered almonds. And this girl and a 13-year-old boy, both from the same school there, that were given the droppings, and they ate them during the three-day trip, like, over several days.
That is just taking it too far.
So that's telling me that moose shit probably tastes just like chocolate-flavored almonds.
That's like buying somebody one of those fake lottery tickets and letting them go like 2 weeks.
Now here's the topper.
That it's fake.
Here's the topper that really pissed the 13 or the 14-year-old girl off. Segments of the droppings got caught in her braces, and she had to scrub her mouth with lake water.
That was more upsetting to her than eating the turds.
I think that's what really finished it off for her. I'm not too sure, but so. What would you do if your kid came home from a canoeing trip with her school, an adult chaperone gave her moose shit and had her eat it for 3 days straight to where...
I'd be pissed at the chaperone.
When it was chocolate caught in your braces, not so bad. But when, but when you find out that it's moose shit and then you have to wash it out with lake water, lake water's probably not that good.
Well, maybe it did taste like have that almond crunch. I mean, if the moose ate some almonds... It probably wouldn't digest fully, right?
Maybe he was, I don't know, maybe he'd been eating chocolate and almonds.
It seems like those would be pretty good sized droppings, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it showed a picture of them. They're about the size of a Hershey's Kiss.
Wow. Well, I guess, yeah, Hershey's Kiss. On?
I was trying to close out our episode, or I always call segments episodes. Am I retarded?
No, it's fine.
Come on. So what was it? Now I can't remember what we're talking about. Oh, we were talking shit. Okay, so we're done with that.
Thank you for flushing that.
So yeah, if you send your kids out on a canoeing trip, just maybe you should ask the chaperones first. Please don't feed my child moose droppings.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're not in Canada, you probably don't find moose droppings very often in most places.
You probably don't.
I might be wrong. I don't know.
I have an interesting, an ethical question.
I'll have an unethical answer for you.
All right. Say that you knew, like, you were a dude in your 20s, you know, and you used to hang out in a neighborhood, and there was this 5-year-old girl running around or whatever. You know, she was nothing weird. She was just one of the kids running around in the neighborhood, you know. And then she turns 21, she becomes hot and stripping. Do you have a problem going and seeing her strip?
Are you a friend of the family? Or do you just know her from the hood?
She's just a kid running around there.
Is she friends with your little sister or anything? I know, I've got all these.
No.
Okay. So you don't even know her. You've never talked to her. You just
you might know her name, but you don't really
see her at the store, maybe?
Yeah, you don't like go up and initiate conversation. You're living there, and she's just a kid you see running around in the street on her bike and playing with the other kids in the street.
Boy, that really hits home.
Really?
Yeah. Because I've said this on several episodes. I start to say, I don't know if they're going to be listening, and then I say, I don't care. Because this podcast is about honesty, right?
Yeah.
We're straight up. The drummer from the Bone Jars, his name's Steve Carlisle. His daughter works at the Chevron across from our practice base.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She works at Stars in Salem. And she takes all of her clothes off. And she's been doing that for a couple years now. And I know Steve knows. And I know that he probably knows that I've probably seen her. Which I'll admit I haven't. But she's invited me many times with my wife. She's always telling us, when you guys are coming back from Portland, you should stop by and check it out. You know, like, check it out? Like, what is she asking us to come check out? The club, obviously. But
yeah.
So I've been playing in this band with Steve since 1992.
Yeah.
So when we...
Well, this is like family friend. This is even deeper.
That's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So she's 22.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like 2. She was like 2 when I met her, and she was running around.
So is
a little kid, and then she was always been a little kid. And I saw her naked then, too. No, I didn't. I did not. That was an interjection from our silent guest.
But,
Do
you have a... Is it weird for you to think about that?
No, it's not, actually. I don't
know
why.
I think she's hot. She's a hottie. You know?
Yeah, I think so, too. And I will probably go there someday. Yeah. I've been wanting to. We should all go together. I know.
TagCast field trip.
Not to mention any names, but one of our bandmates has been there. So that narrows it down. But anyway, don't want to get anybody in trouble. So,
oh, I was trying to remember.
We're in several bands, and we have several band names, so nobody knows who we're talking about. But yeah, I don't know. I had a guy talking at the comedy show. I went and saw Ron Funches this weekend on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
It was an awesome show. My cheeks hurt after I left, so that was a good sign. But one of the opening comics who's from...
Were you saving nuts in there?
I was. Right. I had nuts in my mouth. No, I'm just kidding. They were peanuts. No, but this guy tells a story about how he named his daughter. The first name is his favorite video game, and his
middle name
was his wife's old stripper name. And one of his Christian friends was giving him a hard time about it, saying, "That's just wrong. What if your daughter grew up to be a stripper? You know." And this is just a shout out.
She would already have her name.
Shout out for Randy Mendez, very funny comedian from Eugene. And this is what he says. He says to them, or they asked him, "How would you feel if you went to a strip club after your daughter was grown up and you had to watch her strip?" And he's like, "That would be weird and gross because I'm her dad, obviously. But if she's over 18 and she wants to do what she wants, what's the big deal, you know?" And he goes, "How about I ask you this, Mr. Christian? How would you like to watch your daughter sucking her husband's cock? Which is totally okay behind closed doors. You don't want to see that, do you?" And so that shut him right up. Because that's something
I will always use that as an argument. Whenever.
That's something that your daughter's probably going to do unless she becomes a nun or is celibate or doesn't like sex or is retarded or something. I don't know.
Or just wants black eyes.
Black guys or black eyes?
Eyes.
Oh, from black guys. Black eyes from black guys. So, I don't know.
So, where would you draw the line? Would you go and see, like, your third cousin if she was not going strip?
If I'd never met her, what would be the difference, right?
Exactly.
If she was my non-relation that grew up as a friend of the family, like almost like a sister or a cousin, then that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, it would.
Now, when you're a teenager, not everybody, but, you know.
If you had a relationship with them that wasn't just...
You've all heard the examples of, and maybe even involved in, when you're growing up and you're feeling like you're doing stuff that you're just thinking about doing, and your only person there is maybe your cousin or your second cousin, kissing cousins, whatever. Not that they're doing incest, you know, and having retard babies.
Yeah, like praying mantid do.
You mantid?
Yeah.
Are they mantises?
I think the plural is mantid, but I know that you can buy egg sacks, and they'll have like 200 eggs in them. You're supposed to tie them around a tree, even indoors. And so I guess they would like mate, but if they all came out of one egg sac, they'd be inbreeding, right?
I think so.
And then like you would have three-headed mantid head babies, right, running around, and then you would have no-headed ones because the females would be biting the heads off of the males. So your house would be a mess with all
it
random.
It would be a mess. It doesn't have anything to do with it, but you're talking about their heads off and stuff. I was reading this weird story as I was reading all these weird stories over the weekend about this new species of fly that they found that is a fifth of the size of a fruit fly.
Oh, wow.
They're tiny, like smaller than you could imagine. And what they do is they decapitate ants and they live in ant heads.
I need some of those.
The flies are actually small enough to where several of them can live inside of an ant's head.
Really?
Yeah, after it's dead, of course.
You know, if you put in half an eggshell in with a bunch of worms, they'll, like, nest in there, and you can, like, scoop them out.
Really?
Yeah.
You talking earthworms?
Red wiggler worms. It's the ones that I raise. I'm a worm poop farmer.
Now, that's kind of weird. Not that you're a worm farmer, but that we've had 14 episodes, we've never mentioned it.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you sponsor our episodes, fucking worm farmer?
I just cleaned them out the other day, which was an interesting process.
And you thought you might have got sick from it, huh?
No, I don't think I got sick from it. Probably just allergies hanging outside and dealing with it.
Yeah.
But it was quite an experience. First time I went through them and, you know, separated the worms. There was about 2 pounds of them, about 5 gallons of worm poop.
So are they multiplying like you thought they would? Or are they just being lazy?
It's hard to tell at this stage. This is the first time I really like weighed them. I would guesstimate like 2 to 3 pounds, but you know, it was the winter months and I kind of moved them around and then I left them in there probably 2 to 3 months longer than
you were supposed
optimum. So plus, you know, getting used to like the feeding and if you're going to do it, do not put moist bread in there. I can assure you that you'll just have mites everywhere.
Bread?
Inside there. Yeah. You want to toast the bread first.
Oh, so, in case anyone's wondering, worms prefer their bread toasted.
They do. They do. Yeah, they like tuna melts. hold the tuna.
They get mites.
Yeah, white mites. Yeah, and they'll just buy the
white
millions.
Mites.
You won't
mites
even notice until there's a million in there.
Satin. Mites and white satin.
Have you ever had an allergic reaction to weed?
I've had an allergic reaction to not having it. No, I think the only allergic, I don't think it's considered allergic. Like if the weed is not of very good quality,
uh-huh,
and I have to smoke more than I think that I should, sometimes I'll get a headache, you know.
Yeah.
I think anybody who's ever smoked like leaf or bud shake rather than high quality stuff, you'd probably get a headache.
Yeah.
Because you have to smoke more than
sometimes
you would.
Sometimes I just wonder if
did you get like
from some
stuffed up nose kind of allergies?
It's more like a mega cough, just like an annoying cough that doesn't go away kind of a thing. But I don't know. Like I said, I think it was probably more outdoor allergies. That's why I know it's allergies.
Does it produce much of any like liquid in your chest?
I get phlegm. I cough up phlegm.
I had this thing for a couple weeks after I was over.
Talking phlegm.
I thought I was over the cold, uh-huh, but then I had this like lingering chest thing, like anytime I would, like, even if I'd exhale hard, not trying to cough, it would like snap, pop, like there's a lot of like, and I, it took
like
me
almost,
three, yeah, like just the sound of, you know, liquid popping in your lungs.
That might be bronchitis, my friend.
You think so? Well, it finally went away.
Yeah, well, bronchitis, I think, kind of goes away on
yeah
its own.
Somebody told me that if you smoke weed too long, that you can get chronic bronchitis.
Oh, yeah, smoking. Just from smoking.
From smoking chronic. No, but I'm serious. That's a joke without a joke. Like, I suffer from chronic cotton mouth. My mouth is always dry, and I don't know why. But what did you do anything fun this weekend? We didn't even cover that.
Oh, I sorted the worms. I forgot to mention.
Come on, I said something fun.
While I was doing it, I took pictures of each one of them. I put hats and named them all, and then I tagged their ears to count their numbers.
All of your worms?
Yeah, every single one of them.
They don't have ears.
Oh, they don't?
Oh, no.
You know that little band around a worm? That's their clitellum. And that's how they mate, is the two of them come up and they 69 and touch each other's clitellum with their tips, and then they both get pregnant, and then their clitellum pushes off the end of the worm.
So you're totally blowing it for me now, because I always thought that worms did it doggy style, too.
They do
like,
a wormy
like
style.
Cats. So the male and female both have clitellums?
Yeah. Well, no, there's just, I don't think they're asexual.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot of
stuff.
And
they just
today
get in a ball, and then they just start mating.
So I don't know who it was, because we didn't want to mention any names, but whoever said that this was not an informational podcast.
I know.
You don't know what you're talking
about. They haven't even called
me
on it yet, so
yeah,
they haven't listened that far.
Have they called you on the phone?
Not usually. No, he sent me a text that, they were doing $1 million buy-in poker tournament. In the World Series of Poker, they were streaming it live on the Xbox. $1 million buy-in.
He wasn't going to play, was he?
No.
It was, you don't
the
have
first
rich
prize
friends
was like $18 million.
Wow. So you could lose, though, and give nothing.
Yeah, but you'd only lose $1 million.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah. It ain't like buying in for $1 million and having to dump out
$2 million
to try to make it back.
I only deal with high rollers when I'm playing. That ain't shit.
You see that new movie that opened this the last couple days, the new Ted Danson movie?
Nope.
Everybody's talking about Ted.
He's not in it, is he?
Isn't that what it's about, Ted Danson?
I don't know, but I heard something about, let me see if I can scrap my brain here. Isn't it a dude from Family Guy made the movie?
Yeah, it's the Family Guy writers, I think. I'm not
sure.
Seth MacFarlane, and then it's got Marky Mark in it, right?
Oh,
his Funky Bunch maybe in the background. I'm sure he cast some of the Funky Bunch, right? He's those types.
He abandoned those guys a long time ago.
Did he?
Just like Donnie.
Any good vibrations?
Donnie Wahlberg, he has no love for the other new kids on the block. You know, he was in The Sixth Sense and a couple other movies, and he had some mild acting success. But where do you see? You don't even know the other guys' names. Do you know any of the guys' names from New Kids on the Block?
Have you ever? No.
Okay.
Have you ever watched Entourage?
No, but I've been told by many that I should, and then like Michael Scott, who's not a real person, but
yeah. He
talked about it, and
yeah,
it made me think that I should watch it, but I never did.
Well, it's kind of based on Mark Wahlberg's life, and if you take
doesn't
a look
it have
at
the drummer from The Doors in it?
I'm not sure, but if
I
you,
mean the guy if, who played the drummer from The Doors.
If
on
you
the
watch the
Kevin Dillon,
yeah, Yeah, did he play the drummer?
Yeah.
Well, what it was he plays the main character plays the part of Marky Mark, I think. And then there's like his older brother who's always like not getting as good as roles, struggling for roles and stuff. And I think that's the Donnie Wahlberg kind of part. But, you know, I mean, they're both probably swimming in money, I would imagine.
So it's a movie, stuff. Right? Not an animation movie. It's a movie. Because Seth MacFarlane seems like all he
does.
Oh,
yeah.
All
it
he
is,
does
it is a movie. It's a live action comedy with the stuffed teddy bear in like animated in.
Oh, so there is a bit of live.
Yeah, it's like if you took Peter Griffin and then the dog, but you made the dog a teddy bear.
Oh.
So they're like best friends, and so it's kind of adult comedy with a teddy bear doing the whatever jokes they want to do, right. Guy jokes.
Ah.
Write your own guy jokes and put those two people in a movie, and you probably could do anything with it, really, right?
Yep, seems like it to me. But yeah, I read something about that movie somewhere, but I don't remember where or what. But
yeah, it was just a big one opening up this weekend. A lot of people were talking about it, and I don't know. I don't go out and watch the movies, especially if it's a comedy on the big screen, because it's so damn much that it has to be a movie that is going to be killer on the big screen, you know?
Oh,
it
yeah.
Looks like it's got big waves or...
And a lot of people said that was Prometheus, but then I heard a lot of people saying that it was weak.
Yeah, and then even when it's set, I don't even go.
Yeah. I'm not a big
nine
fan.
Nine times out of ten.
I mean, and that's what's going to be the best experience in movie theaters, like something probably 3D and a lot of like outrageous action. And I just,
yeah.
I'm not into that. I don't know why. It's too unreal. It's too crazy. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
If they're doing Tupac holograms, why aren't they doing hologram movies? Why are they wasting their time with 3D?
I don't know. They should just have, they could have any dead actor in the movie, and I don't know.
My friend's always telling me how awesome sound, you know, systems are coming out. Like now they have, I think it's like a 56.6 surround sound. It's like overhead speakers, 56 speakers and 6 subs.
You're not talking 5.1, 56.6?
Yeah, 56.6, but it's like 5.1. It's just 56 speakers and 6 subs. And I was like, Jesus, dude, I'm deaf in one ear. So it would actually be like 26.2.5. And I'm like, that's like improving the hearing and on a surround sound system is like, for me, with the one deaf ear, is like watching a 3D movie with a wooden eye.
Do they have wooden eyes?
Yeah, they got wooden eyes, you know. They don't have 3D glasses for people with wooden eyes.
I don't think we ever mentioned this to our audience, but we are broadcast in 3D audio.
Really?
Yep, with THX Dolby sound.
Yeah, and you can
listen
for
it.
Us.
Wait for it. Please turn off your cell phones and don't spill popcorn.
And you can also listen to us if you have a wooden eye.
Wooden eye, mate.
Would I?
Would I ever? I got told not to make fun of Australians, or I'm not making fun of them. I'm just doing an Australian
on the
accent.
Show?
Yeah, remember Chris Castle said they will find you and they will kill you.
Oh.
Hey,
yeah.
Mate.
Have you seen their knives? This is a knife.
No, that's not a knife. This is a knife. That's not a knife.
Yeah.
But yeah, so all you did this weekend for fun was play with your worm?
No, I went to the, we talked about the Sun show earlier.
Oh, that's right.
We walked the Suns. We saw Black Hair.
Yeah, that was
those
boy,
guys
that
19-year-old
singer was something else.
Yeah.
He looked like
was he 19?
Yeah, that's what they said. And then they go, oh, shh, don't sing it because he's not supposed to be in here. But they announced it on stage.
You go in and perform in there while you're on stage.
Yeah, as long as you're not a jerk like from some bands and try to keep sneaking alcohol.
Yeah,
we won't mention any names. We got banned from there. Banned.
Which is sad because they're like
those guys. I like those guys too. If you guys know who you are, you guys rock. We played a show with you a long time ago up in Salem. But anyway, yeah, if you're going to be underage and going in the Dixie, we didn't really finish our Dixie plug, so I guess we could give them some more love. They're out in Tangent on 99E. They're a great
Black
place.
Black Hair played great.
Yeah, they were great. And Bralix.
That's where we got off on Tangent. We talked about Bralix.
Boy, did we ever get on a tangent on that one.
Yeah. We're just getting back to it now.
I know. That's fucking awesome.
That is. And that's the longest plug we have right there, about 50 minutes.
Yeah. So you guys owe us like $500. That was the longest Dixie plug ever. But no, you guys should go out there. They got great deals on food. They got breakfast from 7 a.m. on weekdays.
If you took your acoustic guitar out there on Sunday afternoon, they would let you play outside. I'm pretty sure, unless they had something going on, I think they would. I'm
pretty sure you could go to the fucking Eugene Library and play outside on a Sunday. If you
want. So that doesn't sound that front. They have a nice stage out there.
Okay. You need to.
I know they're looking to do some acoustic shows on Sunday.
You need
Sunday,
to clarify because that didn't
but
sound
they need
like a
people
very
people going out there and like inquiring about it.
That didn't feel like a very good deal. Like you can play outside on a Sunday.
No, I played outside. I used to play outside. I actually used to play inside the old Flynn Market downtown. Oh, there'd
in Portland?
Be like two shop owners. No, down here.
Oh, in
downtown
Albany?
Albany. Huh. There'd be like two store owners in there that are like, you know, rich husbands' wives because there's no customers going in there and they're paying $2,000 a month for rent.
Would they ever throw you a nickel or anything?
I had Sid Stevens throw me some change. That's all he had because he just bought a bag of popcorn. He was chewing on it.
Wow.
That was my run-in with Sid Stevens, famous jeweler.
He is a famous jeweler.
Yep.
I can't believe he is. He's still alive.
Why do I want to say Beltwerp, Antwerp? Belgium, Antwerp.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Isn't that where you go to get diamonds, Antwerp?
I guess. Good
Antwerp.
Job.
That sounds like some guy's name in the NFL draft.
Antwerp.
Antwerp de Johnson.
You got to save your sports talk for Friday's episode.
All right.
No, but I don't think I mentioned this, but Friday on the weekend, we had that comedy show down at the Wandering.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
It went good. One of the comics was sick. Old Carmichael McGee wasn't feeling well, so he called in sick. And so my wife stepped up at the plate and hosted the show. So Chris Castle.
Awesome.
Yeah, so Chris could do a set, and so there'd be the right amount of comics. And so she didn't tell. Well, she told one joke, and it was one of mine, but it didn't work out for her very good. But she did a great job hosting, though. She's going to write some of her own material. So basically just got up there and said, you know, what their names were, said they're funny, and give
that's
a big
kudos for her for getting up there.
Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't
like
even
that.
Do
that's
it.
Awesome.
You know? And she wasn't like intimidated or anything. She was just like,
heck, I don't even know if I would on the spot.
Yeah, you know,
like,
she just got up there. Chris was like, well, Carmichael's not coming. They were trying to figure out who's going to host. And she goes, I'll host. And Chris was like, Chris had a brownie. And every time I see him at the Goat, he's had a brownie. And it's like, obviously, a really
no
good
I have
brownie.
A brownie.
Now, dude, check this out. So I told you that our absent sound guy stopped by my house the other day.
Oh, I figured that's where it came from.
And so he was on his way home from the Pink Martini Storm Large show down in Eugene. Uh-huh. And he brought me some goodies and he brought me a couple brownies. And as everyone who ever brings me brownies, he told me there was two in the bag. Just eat half of one.
I know. That's the kind of the line, though. When why doesn't anybody ever go, just smoke half a hit?
Yeah, just half a hit. So, knowing that everyone always tells me this, I took it with not a lot of grains of salt. I took it with a grain of salt.
Just
and,
one?
But because it was Jeff Simpson, he's been around a long time, and I know that he knows what's going on. Normally, if anyone told me to take half, I would take both of them. Well, he told me to take half, so I took half of the both of them. I took one, full one, and then we went on down to the comedy show on Sunday night, which was Ron Funches and Anthony Lopez cracked our asses up. But I didn't even really feel it, and then I got home at like midnight, and I ate the other one.
Yeah.
And I was still up till like 2 taking bong hits, so I guess I might be immune to edibles. I'm going to, next one I get, I might stuff it up my butt.
You should, dude.
I don't know if
I got a little segment right here called What the Fuck Is Up With That Song?
Really?
The intro. But this week on What the Fuck Is Up With That Song, it is whoa, listen to the music.
The Doobies.
I know. Well, if I'm fucking listening to your goddamn song, Doobie Brothers, I'm fucking listening to the music. Why you keep God telling me what to fucking do?
Yeah. Whenever Dustin gets on a hot about one of these songs, he cusses a lot.
I know.
So, whoa, is the music.
Yeah.
And is that song called Long Train Running?
Is that what it's called?
I think so. It's just stupid. If you're going to have a song that says, whoa, listen to music, 500 or more times, the song should be called Whoa, Whoa, Listen to the Music.
I thought that was Listen to the Music, but there's a long turn running. Long turn running, and beat, beat, and wow.
Whoa, whoa, listen to the music. You're like, down, ka dink, ticka, ticka. Yeah, that's the same song.
Oh.
Down around the corner, half a mile from here.
That was funny.
Wait, I'm wrong. I'm not up on my Doobie Brothers. Doobie Brothers, that song is, without love, where would you be now? Without love.
Yeah.
So listen to the music. Anyway, we could just say, what the fuck's up with that band?
I know.
The Doobie Brothers.
They must have been smoking something.
Lots of doobies.
Yeah.
I think they were smoking too many doobies, and maybe they just caught the whole fucking house on fire. I'm not too sure. All right, so that's what I thought. We got the fire going. I'm sweating. Are you sweating right now?
Yeah, we might be turning the fan on for a little bit.
Well, I just lit the campfire. So we're going to wrap this up here. We're going to get to some plugs. Let's see. Friday, that's 2 days away. We got July 6th over in Independence. If you don't know where that is, it's kind of over west of Salem. Yeah, it's by Dallas, kind of.
It's on a highway, right?
Yeah, on the Independence Highway. No, I don't know. But there's a place over there called Indie Pizza. It's the only business in the town. I think.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not.
The only pizza shop in town.
Yeah, like when you come to there's a T in the town right there.
Right next to the McDonald's.
I don't even know if there's a McDonald's there, but there is a pizza shop there, and they're having a comedy show. It's a benefit for Boomer's dog.
That's right.
Yep, Will
Stabbed
Woodruff.
8 times. Yeah. How is he doing, that little motherfucking dog?
He's a trooper. He's doing better. He's up and at him and back.
That's awesome.
Scaring people again. No, he's just a little rat terrier, and I don't understand why any Portland hipster or whoever this douchebag was decided to pull out a knife and stab a dog 8 times just because you might hurt my dog. I don't know.
Watched Psycho, and he was on bath salts.
Yeah, so that's July 6th, the fundraiser for Boomer. And then the next night, I want a lot of people to come out. There's been hanging flyers and telling everybody every day. July 7th, that's the Dixie Creek Saloon's Comedy Showcase, number 2, with your host, Dustin Gatchel. We're bringing Don Frosch down. Frosch. I've got a lisp now. All of a sudden, I've turned into Sean Connery. We got Don Frosch coming down and Joshua Finch. I will be doing a set as well, and Seth Milstein. And if Carmichael McGee isn't still sick, he might do a set too. But if not, maybe we'll finagle my wife into a set. I don't know. And then July 20th, we got Lame Fest. It's all day, all ages, free. 20 bands, dedicated stage for comedy at nighttime. We got punk, metal, rap, heavy metal, hip-hop, all kinds
of things. Poverty's Poster Boy be there?
I don't think so.
I
am going to have a rundown of the bands, though, as we get closer to the event, but I'm going to save that because you'll forget by the time. July 20th is like 16 days away. So then we got August 4th.
Yeah.
Wow Hall action.
We're still working on details of that. I'm trying to get it to where it'll be a benefit for the Wow Hall.
Yeah.
And then
we can get some advertisement.
Yeah, well, it'll be fun either way, you know. And I mean, it's good to support the Wow Hall.
Yeah, however it works out, it's going to be all ages, so that means you can bring the kids down there.
Yeah.
Catechist, Strange Dichotomy, and Awake from Portland will be playing as well.
Yeah,
and then we've got some more info on the Vermin Fest, which is coming up. Yep, we got the whole lineup actually, and now I found out on the way to the podcast today that there might be another band added. It's August 11th. It's a fundraiser for the Food Bank of Linn County. It's going to be at the Riverside Community Center. Zach Rowe and Vermin Productions are putting it on. Here's the list of bands.
It's actually a sick Vermin Valley production.
Oh, yeah, with Dave Wilson and Sick Daddy. I forgot about all those people. Nice way.
That guy's got a podcast, too, Sick Daddy.
Yeah, listen to it. It's big in China. But here's the bands. We got We Have Guns, Wolf Pussy, 30 Pound Test, Bikini, Ditch Digger, Prepare for Impact, Liquid, Autophobia, and Bury the Goat. And then just today on the way, Zach texted me and said that he thought he had room for Griefhammer. So, Griefhammer might be on the set, so that might make maybe one of the bands canceled. I don't know. I hope that my information is correct. If it's not,
there's an after party going on at the Dixie. That'll probably start at like 9, though.
Oh, yeah, but we won't be out of the Grange Hall until probably 11:30, right?
Yeah, 11 or so.
Because you got to stick around for We Have Guns. I think they're headlining. So,
yeah. Well, you can do whatever you guys want.
Do whatever you want. I'm doing what I want.
There's two shows going on.
That's right. And then the last one on my list here, you know, we're not including everything. We kind of cherry pick, but one of these days we're going to, where do
cut
you go?
Cut you into little pieces.
Where do you go to get all your calendar info, Dustin?
I go to WVMP.org.
And that will tell you everything you need to know. Yeah. Well, everything that people have put on there, because it's a put your own stuff up thing. But
yeah, put your own stuff up there and point your fans there and
everyone can
make
use
that
it.
The local calendar, because we need a local calendar where everything's accessible and there is nothing.
And then the last one on my list is August 18th, Norska, Diesto, and Nether Regions are going to be at the Dixie Creek Saloon. Always a free show there, 9 o'clock, 21 and over. They're one of our great sponsors. They're open 7 a.m. every weekday morning. And
go down there on
10.
Friday and buy some well drinks for the ladies. $1.
Yep, $1 for ladies. You just have to have a vagina.
Yeah, $1 make her holla.
And they played like dance music. And then Thursday's karaoke's. We're going backwards. Wednesday's blues jam. They play that one. I've heard it there. and I stopped by to drop off some flyers last week on a Tuesday, and it was like 9:30 at night on a Tuesday, and that place was packed, the singer-songwriter night. So if you guys got a tune you want to sing, or you just want to go check out some local talent, go down to the Dixie Creek Saloon.
You just want to go and play your tuning fork.
32994 Highway 99 in Tangent. And the shows are always free.
Yeah.
And it's a great place. They got great food, great bartenders. The owner's a nice dude. Thanks to Jake for letting me borrow the bass cabinet. Actually, for letting Lance borrow the bass cabinet on Saturday. And other than that, I think that's all I got for right now. I might forget something, but I don't care.
All right, let's go get some ice cream.
You like ice cream?
Yeah.
Why?
On.
Ah. All right. Well, you guys, thanks for joining us. Go watch fireworks or something and have a barbecue with your family, because we're going to get out of here right now. It's the 4th of July. So
click on our links.
That's right. Go to Amazon through our website.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, you guys. Yeah. Metal. Happy 4th of July. Woo!
TagCastPodcast.com.